Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon, I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. More than 100 former federal prosecutors say there has been a failure of leadership in the office of Chicago U.S. Attorney Andrew Boutros. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports former prosecutors today outlined grand jury irregularities, an exodus of leadership, collapsed cases, and a breach of trust with judges as reasons why Boutros should go. Their letter was signed by Democrats, Republicans, and Independents. It says, once forbidden political considerations are infecting prosecutorial decisions. That letter follows the dismissal of the so-called Broadview 6 case. That case collapsed over apparent prosecutorial misconduct during grand jury proceedings. Boutros previously accused unnamed individuals of having, quote, capitalized on the opportunity to attempt to destabilize the office. Bears fans across Illinois are holding on to hope the team will reverse its decision and stay in state. On Friday, the team announced its board of directors has voted to move ahead with plans to build a new stadium in Hammond, Indiana. Now, there is still a chance the team could stay local, but only if a new deal gets done. Indiana State Representative Earl Harris Jr. has seen enough, and he told our In the Loop program he's feeling optimistic about a move.
Everything points to this is happening. You always wait until, what's the phrase, the ink is dried on the paper. But I feel extremely excited about this.
The Bears were lured by a plan approved by the Indiana legislature 3 months ago. The Illinois legislative session, of course, ended without a deal. Chicago Bulls analyst Stacey King had a lot of catchphrases while he announced games on the team's home broadcast over the years.
Big time players make big time plays.
King died Sunday at age 59. He won 3 championships with the Bulls as a player before he became their TV voice for nearly 2 decades. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout covered King as a player and worked alongside him as a member of the media. She says King was nothing short of iconic.
I'm going to miss him because he was a big teddy bear. And he loved what he did, and he loved when he met you, anybody, he became your friend. And I was a friend for him for over 30 years.
The Bulls say they plan to honor King throughout the next season. And the Chicago Wolves are playing the Colorado Eagles tonight in the Western Conference Final for the AHL. The winner goes on to play the Toronto Marlies for the AHL Calder Cup. You're listening to The Rundown. So, more Bears news. It looks like the Bears may have finally landed on a location for a new stadium. And as we mentioned earlier on the podcast, it's Hammond, Indiana. The team's board of directors voted on Thursday to officially move to the Hoosier State. So I checked in with our sports contributor, Cheryl Ray Stout, to discuss what this moment means for the Bears. I don't know. What's your reaction first? There have been a lot of ups and downs with this.
Well, you know, nothing is finalized yet. We don't have an exact site in Indiana. They have to put the shovels in the ground in order for the to happen. But here's what's interesting. In the statement that the Bears used the word advance, they didn't say it was completely confirmed. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't eliminate Arlington Heights at this point either.
Okay. All right. So it comes just days after the Illinois State House failed to get any legislation passed to try and convince the Bears to stay in Chicago, stay in state. How significant was that moment for the team?
I think it was very significant. It seemed like that was a timeline the Bears had given Springfield. They have said they wanted to make a decision by late spring or early summer. Well, that's where we're at right now. And so with less than a week, what happens? They produced a statement on Indiana.
Okay. All right. Now, you have spent a lot of time around the Bears. Too much. Give us a sense of what the players, what you're hearing. Is there genuine excitement? Is there nervousness on this possible move to Hammond?
I don't think there's a lot of feelings about this move at all just yet, because until it's finalized. But I will tell you, the players love being in Chicago, even though they all live in the suburbs. They spend a lot of time in the city. They go there for entertainment, restaurants, and other sports teams. And an interesting thing, an Indianapolis Colts player that is now with the Bears told me when he was playing in Indy, they would come up to Chicago for all the entertainment. So that's kind of an interesting
talk. There you go. All right. So, you know, and if you look at social media this afternoon, there is a lot of strong emotion being, you know, expressed, a lot of blame, finger pointing coming from fans today. Now, when the dust settles a little bit, what do you think the overall feelings of a possible move to Indiana might be among the fan base?
I think it's twofold. The season ticket holders will have to make a decision if they want to stay with the team. But most of the season ticket holders are older. They're not young fans, per se. So they are also very loyal. So they'll probably keep their tickets, but they'll have to figure out how much it's going to cost them in the long run, the parking, the travel, you know, things like that. But for the fans that don't have tickets, they'll just sit home and watch TV. They don't care.
All right. Okay. What about next steps for the team? What is happening next?
Well, they'll have to see where they're going to have this site at. Is it viable? Can they do it? And then they have to sit down. They're going to have to make an agreement with the state of Indiana. So this is a very wait and see process completely as far as Illinois goes. But Indiana has to feel pretty good about their chances at this point.
All right. What's your gut? What is your you say it's not a done deal, but like, OK, if you had to decide today, what do you think, Cheryl?
I don't know.
It's impossible.
You know, I think if Illinois calls a special session this summer, it'll be Arlington Heights.
That's our sports contributor, Cheryl Ray Stout, talking about the latest twist in the Bears' possible move away from Soldier Field. Weather, a cloudy, muggy Monday in Chicago with occasional showers and thunderstorms, a high in the low 80s. Showers tonight, a low near 70, and Tuesday, partly sunny skies, high in the upper 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labus. Thank you for listening.